Employed youths in the city facing unemployment blues, coupled with an increase in poverty in Zimbabwe, have resorted to drinking imported alcoholic beverages such as Tentaco, popularly known here as Tatangau or Double Punch, and cheap children's cough syrup. Most youths say they are currently drowning their sorrows in these imported substances as they cannot afford to buy local spirits, Opak and other beer brands manufactured by Delta Corporation's national breweries. Worse still, they say, the locally brewed Ingwebu beer or Amasese and other brands are now out of reach for most of them as they are struggling to make ends meet. They are engaged in activities like being kombi touts or selling sweets and cigarettes. An average 375-milliliter can of beer, which contains about 5% alcohol, costs around $1.10, and a 750-milliliter bottle of gin containing 40% alcohol costs $7. They say they cannot afford to buy these brands due to lack of formal jobs. As a result, they are drinking anything that they can lay their hands on, including children's cough syrup sold on the black market called Bron Clear, popularly known as Bronco for bronchitis. If one takes the medication, which is only $3, it has an immediate impact like the effects of bronchitis, a disease that literally goes for the throat. According to medical experts, a 120-milliliter bottle of the substance which contains codeine can cause lightheadedness and dizziness. Moses Mlambo, a 20-year-old unemployed youth, says the cough syrup has become a favorite among his peers. Although Bron Clear syrup is available through prescription in selected pharmacies, both Moses and his friend David Ndlovu say they have no trouble getting it from the street vendors.
My sister, I want to put a prescription.
Other youths, however, say they prefer drinking an illicit spirit known as Double Punch because it is less expensive than Bronco. Double Punch, also known as Zimbabwe's Emergency Drink or Zed, is an illegally brewed spirit which is smuggled into the country from Mozambique containing 43% alcohol. In a display of potency, the container has an image of a muscular man launching a forward punch. Ngobani Moyo, a 25-year-old young man from Country Park suburb, says Zed remains his favorite despite the widespread availability of Bronco because it only costs $1.
I drink this because it gets you high quick, better than other substances which are even expensive to buy. This one is at least cheap. With a dollar, you know, you can get yourself a bottle of 250 mil, and that one bottle can hit you, I'm sure, maybe should I say thrice more than a whole 750 bottle. So which is why I prefer this substance. Get it from not shops but from boys in the street corners, as you all know that this thing is not allowed to be sold to the public. So the people who sell it, they make sure they sell it in the street corners where they're usually hiding.
Most of the youth say they know the dangers of consuming such alcoholic beverages but cannot avoid it due to lack of jobs. They believe that their future is bleak as the Zimbabwe economy continues shrinking at a fast pace following recent general elections won by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Members of Alcoholic Anonymous say there is a probability that consumers of these substances are slowly becoming alcoholics as they are forced to engage in daily drinking sprees to drown their sorrows. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Memory Muzenda.